Hello, Eric.
Hello.
I have a very serious question I've been dying to ask you. Out of all the zombies, like all the zombie movies, zombies that are in TV shows, zombies that are in video games, I'll even give you like pop culture, anything, like mascots, anything. What would you say is your favorite zombie?
Like individual zombie or group of zombies?
Zombie. Like, what is, like, do you have a group or do you have an individual? I'll take either.
Is Beetlejuice a zombie?
I think he calls himself a demon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
In the movie.
Yeah, that's right. He's a demon. Okay.
We just watch both of those.
He just kind of looks like a zombie, I think.
Yeah, he just looks like a zombie because he's very pale and has green moss, I guess, randomly on his face. I don't know.
Did he ever watch the movie Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good movie.
You know, at the end of the movie where Sean's friend is a zombie and Sean kind of has him on a collar and he's like playing Xbox with him and stuff.
Yeah, like a pet zombie.
Yeah. But, you know, he's still able to play video games. So there's that.
You know, that would be your favorite zombie. I think mine are probably like, did you ever watch the Resident Evil movies?
I watched them with you a while ago, but I don't really remember them that well.
Okay, well, I remember always watching those and thinking, man, they really got super creative with their zombie design because it's almost more like alien looking than it is just like a person that's not there on the inside. I don't know. Like their face would open up and something would come out, or like their jaw would come unhinged or something, I don't know, would come out of their mouth or something like that. I don't know. It always looked really creative.
So that was your favorite group. Do you have like an individual zombie that you can think of?
Well, you know, if we're talking about individual zombies, I'm going to say Bill Murray from Zombieland because, I mean, hello.
But he was just pretending to be a zombie until he died. And then did he become a zombie after that?
No, I think they shot him.
He just regularly died.
Yeah, I guess he was a fake zombie, but that still counts, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'll count it.
Anyways, we talked about all that because, yeah, the game we're talking about, The Last of Us, has some weird zombies.
Yeah, like a fungus-type zombie.
Yeah. So we're pressing a button. I'm Nikki.
I'm Eric.
And today we're talking about The Last of Us.
The Last of Us is a 2013 action-adventure game developed by Naughty Dog and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. Players control Joel, a smuggler tasked with escorting a teenage girl, Ellie, across a post-apocalyptic United States. And a big ol' happy, fun road trip.
Oh yeah, so happy.
Just the two
of them. No drama.
No drama at all. Nothing goes horribly wrong.
Nothing crazy happens. Says no one that's ever been in a zombie apocalypse, probably.
And just a quick spoiler warning, you know, the story's pretty good, and we'll be talking about the story.
Yeah. I mean, this game did come out all the way back in, like, 2013.
So you had your chance.
You haven't played it yet.
You had your chance.
Get on it. Okay?
Or maybe you're watching the TV show. I don't know how closely this goes with the TV show. I watched the first episode, and it actually... The first episode lines up really well with the game.
Yeah.
So it might be a spoiler if you're watching the show and haven't, you know, gotten to the point where we're at.
That's true. Good point. All right. Are you ready to get into it?
All right. Let's do it.
So we're going to start in 2009 because that's when the development began for The Last of Us. Naughty Dog had just released Uncharted 2. And so for the first time ever for the company, they had enough employees to actually create two different teams to work on two different games at the same time.
Wow.
So this is a really big turning point, I think, a really big milestone for Naughty Dog. Uncharted was doing really good. And so now, yeah, they've got like a big enough team to actually have two teams.
And you're a pretty big fan of the Uncharted series, right?
Oh, yeah. I recently played all four of them, I think,
oh, wow.
in a row. Because I started with the fourth one. I liked it so much. I was like, I need to go back and play all of these. And then we were at Still Collectibles. Shout out to Still Collectibles in Kennesaw. And I found a game with 1 through 3. So I just went ahead and replayed all four of them in a row.
Oh, so, wow.
I was really into it for a minute, okay?
And how long are those games? Those are like 20-hour games, right?
Yeah, like 15, 20 hours. Depends on how you play games, if you're really detailed or whatever. Anyways, that's not the point. Okay. I'll probably pick Uncharted at some point in time. But the main thing I wanted to mention was they had two teams. So one team was working on Uncharted 3, while the other team was working on The Last of Us at the same time.
Okay, wow.
Which is really cool. Two really good games. So the director of The Last of Us, Neil Druckmann, with my southern accent, it sounds like I'm saying drunk man, like y'all, like your old game.
Yeah, that's his
but
name, right?
There's no N in there, just Druckmann.
Druckmann.
Yes.
Okay. Not drunk man.
And he had always wanted to do a zombie apocalyptic video game, even when he was in college back in 2001 at Carnegie Mellon University. So he was very much inspired. This was 2001. So have you ever heard of a game called Eco?
Eco.
I-C-O.
I think I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Okay. Well, it came out in 2001, and I guess it was a really influential game for a lot of people because he played this and thought, okay, it would be cool to have this mixed with like the Night of the Living Dead type of scenario.
Okay.
So,
well, and what type of game is Ico?
I think it's like an action adventure puzzle type thing. It looks like you are trying to escape a castle and you have a princess with you. So that team aspect is there for sure. I've never played this game, so I've only briefly looked it up, watched a little bit of video and stuff like that, but it looks really cool. It might be cool to play sometime.
Okay.
So The Last of Us was very much inspired by this game, Eco, Night of the Living Dead, and also Sin City.
Sin City, yeah. Movie was a kind of a weird movie.
Well, it was a graphic novel before it was a movie.
I remember it had a really unique style, like
yeah.
black and white, but then like there was red, like, for like blood and stuff.
Yeah, it was very, very stylized. I think he was pulling more from the story inspiration necessarily the style of movie or graphic novel.
I'm trying to remember what happened in Sin City.
I never watched the movies, but apparently like the idea for Joel's character was one of the characters from that movie. So
The audience will just have to guess which character.
But anyways, that's not really a big point or anything. I just wanted to list some of the things that were a big influence for the game. Also, one of the game's lead designers, Ricky Cambier, he listed Resident Evil 4 as another big influence for this game.
Yeah, I can see that.
So he said the emotional weight of the relationship needed to be balanced with the tension of the world's issues, stating that they wanted to take the character building and interaction of Eco and pair it with the tension and action of Resident Evil 4.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, do you think that they achieved that?
Yeah.
Or from what it sounds like, anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I had my pros and cons that the game reminded me a lot of Resident Evil 4, so...
But with more of a different story,
yeah,
right?
But more,
I've never played Resident Evil 4, but...
But more of a focus on the story for sure.
Okay, so it sounds like they achieved their goal for the overall theme and feeling they were going for. And moving on, the Naughty Dog team actually had to create quite a few new engines to make this game. They created a new graphics engine, for one, a new AI, engine for combat and a new lighting engine that focused more on incorporating soft light throughout the game, because there's a lot of fog and kind of areas where the light should be diffused, you know? So they had to create new engines for all that.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's 2009, right? Still?
So, yeah, between 2009 and 2013.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays developers are more or less likely to use like an Unreal Engine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, it was more just you kind of had to fend for yourself more.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that they had to make a whole bunch of stuff from scratch.
For sure, for sure. So The Last of Us was announced December 10th, 2011 at the Spike Video Game Awards. Sorry, do you remember Spike TV, like that network?
Vaguely.
It was all about like the man stuff.
It wasn't on my list of things I watched. I would rotate between like Comedy Central and Cartoon Network usually.
Anyways, yeah, it was announced at the Spike Video Game Awards with a trailer. And it was originally supposed to be released May 7th, 2013, but ended up being pushed back to June 14th to work out some last-minute bugs and stuff like that.
Always got to work out those bugs.
Yeah. They eventually did release a remaster version for PlayStation 4 in the summer of 2014, and they did a remake of the first part for PlayStation 5 and Windows, which came out in 2022 and 2023.
Okay, so those are more recent then.
Yeah. The game was well received, got universal acclaim. It was praised for its character development, story and subtext, visual and sound design, and depiction of female and LGBT characters.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that this game won a bunch of awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the least surprising things you could tell me about this. This is a really like solid, stellar game. So.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed this game a lot. And
me too.
I can definitely see why they would want to make a TV series out of it.
It's
perfect.
The story is so good. You don't even really have to change much.
Yeah.
And like I said, that first episode I saw, like, the plot almost follows the game exactly. And when you already have a good story, you don't need to try to like make it different. You can just kind of add on to it. And I feel like that's what they did.
Enhance the story.
Exactly.
Yes. So are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do the fun facts.
All right. So fun fact number one, the developers gave complete creative freedom to the musical composer, Gustavo Santaolalla.
That's a tricky name.
Yes, it is. I hope I said it correctly. But what makes his work in The Last of Us so unique is that he created the music solely based on the story and themes the developer shared with him. So, like, he didn't even get to play the game or see it being played or anything. This freedom meant he experimented with a variety of instruments he's never used before. For example, to create a tense and dark ambiance, he used a detuned guitar.
Ooh.
Did you notice that when you were playing? Like, did you hear a detuned guitar anywhere?
A detuned guitar.
I mean, I don't know what a tuned guitar sounds like,
guitar,
but you do.
Not a guitar tuned to D, just a guitar that's detuned.
That's untuned.
Untuned.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe is an alternative.
Yeah, you can definitely make some creepy sounds on
But did you notice when you were playing, you're like, hey, that guitar does not sound correct? Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, you play guitar, I don't. So. In addition, for some tracks, instead of recording in a professional studio, he recorded in a bathroom or a kitchen.
Ooh.
I guess to give more of that
reverb,
kind of
echo,
scary, sort of closed in. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. No, that is cool.
Yeah. Fun fact number two, Nathan Drake is in this game. Kinda. Tricked you. Nolan.
Yeah, almost had me.
Yeah. Nolan North, which that's my brother's name. Nolan. That's cool. Nolan North, who's the voice of Nathan Drake, is also the voice of David a friendly survivor Ellie meets, who turns out to be a crazy, crazy psycho.
That David.
Yeah, that guy.
God, man.
So, yeah, so the same guy that does Nathan Drake's voice does David's voice.
That guy is definitely a creep.
Yeah. And fun fact number three, The Last of Us originally came into conception after Naughty Dog split its team into two groups, like I said earlier. The game was supposed to be announced before the launch of Uncharted 3. This is important. But the announcement was delayed. So this led to an oversight on Naughty Dog's part that led to a rather interesting newspaper headline, which can be found on the counter at the bar at the beginning of Uncharted 3. So they thought that by the time people were playing Uncharted 3, they would have already played The Last of Us, and that ended up not being true. So in Uncharted 3, kind of at the beginning of the game, there's a newspaper, and the headline reads, "Scientists are still struggling to understand deadly fungus."
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this is a reference to the, you know, fungus that everyone has in The Last of Us. Thankfully, no one picked up on this blunder, though, and the announcement of The Last of Us went on as planned. So, like, they almost kind of gave away the story a little bit ahead of time on accident.
That wouldn't have been that big of a spoiler, in my opinion.
I don't know. I just thought, like, that was kind of funny. Like, I can see that happening. You think the game's going to come out after it, so it's no big deal if people see this headline. But then, oops, now the game didn't come out, and people are kind of going to know what the main zombie thing is all about. If you're a diehard fan and you're really paying attention to that.
Maybe some people did pick up on it.
Well, if they did, they didn't put it on the internet, I guess.
Okay. Of course they would put it on the internet.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's all of my fun facts.
Cool. Good fun facts.
Thank you. Do you want to talk about the story a little bit or a lot?
Yes. I mean, we could try to make it brief. There's a lot that happens in the story.
Yeah. I don't want to spend hours talking about the story. So let's do... Yeah. An overview the best we can.
Okay. So yeah, the intro starts with Joel and his daughter, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get the background early on that, you know, Joel loses his daughter when the zombie apocalypse starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super sad. And it explains Joel's character later in the game, why he has this wall built up.
Oh, basically, yeah, for sure. Very important to the character building and the relationship between him and his brother as well.
Yeah, that's true. So then we skip 20 years into the future, and Joel is working as a smuggler with his partner Tess in the Boston quarantine zone. And so, yeah, there's mostly smuggling, like, I assume drugs and like weapons,
ammo,
a medicine, yeah, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they're operating in that gray area.
Yeah.
This probably isn't legal stuff.
No, but it honestly sounds like everyone in this time is in a gray area.
It feels like in this world at this point, there's only scoundrels left in the world.
Yeah, it's very much a The Walking Dead sort of environment. If you've ever read those comics or seen the show, it's kind of like survival. It's just survival. No empathy, no humanity. Or not a lot of it anyways.
Yeah. So Joel and Tess get tasked with delivering Ellie to the Fireflies. And they find out later that the reason they're delivering her to the Fireflies is because she's immune to the virus. Mm-hmm. They call it a virus in the game, but it's also a fungus. And that kind of is a little bit confusing.
Whatever. She's not able to be infected by what everyone else is getting infected by. That's turning them into these unhuman-like zombies.
So anyway, you take her to where the Fireflies are supposed to be, and they're not there, which ends up kind of being a running theme of the game, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so they're not there. You find out Tess was bitten, and she basically convinces Joel to, like, hey, like, take her to the Fireflies for real. Like, this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Before she dies.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Joel was, like, ready just to, like, split. He's like, okay, yeah. You know, like, they're not here. I'm done.
Yeah, he did not care. But yeah, basically, they think that Ellie could possibly be the answer to a cure because she's immune So maybe whatever makes her immune, they can somehow figure out how to replicate it and, you know, create a vaccine.
So you start this long, fun road trip. Joel knows that his brother was a former Firefly and he lives all the way in Wyoming. So they have to get a car from Bill, who's fantastic. He's the best character in the game.
Yeah, you're only with him for a short amount of time, but he's funny.
Yeah, so you get hung up in Pittsburgh. You meet Henry and Sam, who are brothers. Henry is taking care of Sam, and you get this really super dramatic scene with them. I will gloss over all that.
Yeah. The point is, you meet some people, you lose some people.
Yeah.
You meet and that's just the life that people lead in this time also. You meet someone, they get bit, they die. Yeah. I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, so Joel's brother Tommy, like, tells him to go to Colorado to see the Fireflies, and then, of course, they're not there. They move to Salt Lake City, so...
It's a big goose chase.
It is a goose chase. Yeah, and we'll skip ahead. There's a part with David.
But he's kind of like a mini-boss sort of guy.
Yeah.
He ends up being evil.
Yeah, basically, Ellie kind of has to survive on her own for a bit because Joel gets severely wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes across David, who's like a
psycho
perverted cannibal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things. Anyway.
Cult leader, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say yes.
A bad dude.
Yeah. Anyway, they make it to Salt Lake City. Ellie almost drowns and Joel gets knocked out. So they wake up, or he wakes up at the hospital and he's like, okay, you're with the Fireflies. You found us. Like, we can't believe you did this. You're such a hero, all that stuff. And then they're like, yeah, we took Ellie into surgery. The part that makes her immune to the infection is in her brain. So we're going to take out part of her brain, which will kill her. And then Joel just freaks out. Yeah.
And he's like, no, she is not going to die. And then you go on this big rampage through the hospital and kill a whole bunch of people just to save Ellie.
Yeah. And then when you leave and stuff, and Joel's having to explain to Ellie what happened, he's basically, oh yeah, there's a bunch of immune people. They have enough. They're fine. They don't need you.
Yeah, they're going to figure it out.
The whole story he comes up with is
dumb.
Super sketchy. Like,
yeah, he lies. He lies to her.
It's very clear Ellie does not believe him. But he swears on it anyway, and that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great game, great story.
Yeah, I really liked it. Really good all around.
So when we're getting towards the ending, my thought was that the Fireflies aren't going to be in Salt Lake City either, and they're not going to exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole wild goose chase for nothing. That was my thought.
Yeah.
Going into the ending.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of surprised that they found the Fireflies at all.
Yeah, true. Something that I read about that I didn't really notice until I read it, but I thought it was pretty interesting. So you know how at the beginning, the story starts one way and then it, you know, then you have the ending that goes another way. They kind of bookend each other because if you think about it, at the beginning, Joel is with his daughter and then he's carrying his daughter off and she's dies, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like basically saving Ellie and carrying her off the same way. So it's kind of like what happens at the beginning, but in reverse at the end.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't really notice that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought that was kind of a really cool way to begin and end the story.
Yeah.
It's a nice, interesting thing to think about.
So you think you'll play The Last of Us 2 after this?
Yeah, I want to, for sure. I played the DLC, I guess, that came with it. There was another little short story with the game where you get to play as Ellie during one of the breaks where Joel's, like, out of commission, so she's off on her own. But it'll also flash back to her and her friend Riley's relationship, who she mentions at the end of the game. And you get to kind of see more about that dynamic. And Ellie has her first kiss with the girl and stuff, and it's really cute. So if you can play that part too, I think it's really informative to Ellie's character. You get to know a little bit more about her and why she's a badass.
Cool. Yeah. I'll have to go back and play that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into what you like about the game.
Okay. First things first, you're not picking this game to play unless you want to be scared. and it does scare you.
Yeah, it
it's
is
scary.
It is a very scary game. There are some great moments, especially when you're kind of creeping through the dark areas with flashlight.
Gosh, yes, and it goes out, and you have to like
every now and then it'll just go out, and you have to shake the controller. It's great. The way they build the suspense is really good in this game.
Oh yeah, and the zombies look creepy. You know, exactly what you would picture if you thought of like a mushroom fungus taking over your head. You know, it looks exactly like that. Very good game for Halloween, for scary season, or if you just want a good horror game, definitely recommend.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, one of my pros is just, yeah, of course, we talked a lot about the story, and mm-hmm. it is fantastic. I love the main theme, which is the bond between Joel and Ellie,
mm-hmm.
and how the bond becomes even more important than the cure itself for the disease to Joel.
Yeah.
Or a chance at the cure. Like, he cares more about Ellie than curing the zombie outbreak at mm-hmm. by the end of the game, which says a lot, which is a total 180 from his character at the very beginning of the game, where he's super closed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the characters, all the characters are amazing in this game and in this story. Everyone has their role and their impact on what happens. The story is just very dynamic. It's heartwarming. It's complicated. It's messy, you know. Like, I actually cried at a couple points during this game because it's just like the raw emotion, and you can kind of try to put yourself in this situation where almost everyone that you meet has pretty much lost everyone that means anything to them. So pretty much everyone has like a wall up.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of mental health things happening, just as you would think during a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, that scene with like Henry and Sam and stuff, man.
Oh yeah.
That one was like super sad. But yeah, I think part of what makes the story so good too is just how good the voice acting is.
Yeah, like really talented cast all around, like people making it, people.
Didn't you say the woman who does the voice of Ellie was from something else?
Oh, she's from a whole bunch of stuff. If you look up her IMDb, I forgot the actress's name, but I connected her to a movie that came out, I think, in 2000. It was called What Women Want. It had Mel Gibson in it. This was back when Mel Gibson was like a hot actor.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And the actress that does Ellie's voice is his daughter in the movie. And she has a really unique sounding voice. And so I was like, is that her? But I went on IMDb because I'm one of those people that's like, if I think it, I'm going to look it up. And I had to scroll down a lot, you know, because it was 25 years ago almost. And sure enough, it was her. So I was like, but she has been, I've scrolled for a long time. She has been in a lot of things. So
she's busy. She's,
yeah, very talented and has the resume to back it up.
Cool. So what's something else that you liked?
Something else that I like is there's a lot of different kinds of weapons that you can use and things to loot. So if you want to be stealthy and stuff, you can do that. But you can also make, like, nail bombs and, like, what are the fire...
The Molotov cocktails?
Yeah. And then you have all these different kinds of guns. You have, like, a bow and arrow, shotguns, pistols, all kinds of stuff. So...
Yeah. There are a lot of different ways to approach any given, like, area.
Yeah.
Just between, like, the guns are going to make noise. The bow and arrow is, like, stealthy. You can use fire bombs on, like, the clickers because they'll respond to the sound.
Yeah, yeah.
So stuff like that. There are a lot of potential solutions, and that's what makes the game so good.
Yeah, I like that there's a lot of different ways that you can play this game depending on what you think is fun. You know, if you like to be sneaky, you can sneak around. If that's not your thing, you can just go ham. You might run out of bullets or something.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But, you know, it depends.
There are definitely parts of the game where sneaking is pretty mandatory.
Yeah.
If you start shooting, they're going to get swarmed.
We'll get into that later with the strategy. But, yeah, I don't know. I just like that there's a variety of weapons, a variety of different ways that you can go about doing stuff. A lot of freedom, a lot of variety and variation. So.
Yeah. And I kind of mentioned this already, but the gameplay definitely reminds me of like a Resident Evil 4 or Evil Within, one of those types of games. Mm-hmm. It's that combination of like resource management, stealth, and third person shooting. And that combination just works so well in the zombie genre of game.
Yeah. Because you know resources are going to be limited in that world.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, lends itself well. What's something else you like about the game?
I really like the score, the music, the ambience, like all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. The music is really good for this game. And it's all completely original. Like, yeah, so good.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Like, I did not have to look for a track very long to use for the rap beat at all. It's just like the first track. Holy crap, that's amazing.
Yeah. I like that the game does not shy away from characters being gay or queer. Ellie is gay. Bill is gay. And I think that it's always nice to just see some diversity in things like that.
True.
And yeah, just the fact that Ellie in general is a teenage girl and she's just surviving, kicking ass, taking names, being awesome, handling stuff very well. Much better than I would have aged like 14, 15. Like, she's just a cool character in general. So.
And this came out in 2013, so yeah, it's pretty good.
So are you ready to move on to the few things that we didn't like about the game?
Yeah, and there's really not much here. I mean, I'm nitpicking.
Oh, same. I almost don't even want to say some of mine. They're so small and like kind of dumb, but whatever. Yeah. It's our job, okay, that we don't get paid for.
But I know this is a common thing in almost any horror survival game, but just being able to only carry like 7 bullets or something, it just always bothered me. It's like, why is that a limit? I know it works for the survival horror, mm-hmm, and the hey, we don't want you just to use guns the whole time.
Yeah, the resource management.
Hoard ammo or whatever. But it just like, it upsets me when my character can only hold like 7 bullets. I'm like, why?
And you were also, you played on normal or hard?
Normal.
Normal. Yeah. So I ended up changing over to easy because the game is scary and I did not feel like playing the scary parts over and over. But I found that even easy mode was pretty hard. And I played a lot of video games, I would say. We've done like 80 something episodes at this point. And that's not even all the games that I played. So, especially this type of game, the action adventure kind of stuff, I played a lot of. And like, easy mode is usually easy. But I feel like for this game, easy mode was more like normal mode for other games. So, I don't know. If you're not a very experienced, if you're new to gaming, like, this game might be kind of hard. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
It is very difficult. And it can be a bit frustrating if someone is maybe new to the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Normal was pretty hard as well, so
yeah,
it's pretty unforgiving.
I started out on normal, and then I got to a point where, yeah, you have to be really stealthy, and I was trying my best. I was being as stealthy as I thought I could be in that. I still was just dying every single time. I tried, you know, 7, 10 times, and I still couldn't get past it. I'm like, okay, maybe I need to go down. I can always come back. You know, that's the thing. If you do it on easy, then you can always replay it again.
Yeah.
So,
and once you,
it's like no harm, no foul.
And once you play through it once, you're going to be better.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. And that will make the harder difficulties easier.
Yeah. Super true.
Rather than just punishing yourself right out of the gate.
Yeah. Another thing is, and I wanted to ask you, did you try to play the online player mode?
No.
I did. I tried to go on, but I think possibly because the game's kind of old.
Well, that remake just came out not too long ago. It's only a few years old, right?
Yeah, like 2022.
Yeah, that's not that old.
2-3 years.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe it didn't take off or maybe it's just kind of whatever. But I tried to get into a game like 3 times and it like couldn't find me a game 2 times. And then one time it put me in a game, but then it kicked me out. So I was never able to get into where I could play that. So I don't know if it's just, it's not new. And maybe there's not enough people on there to play, or Not really sure what went down. But anyways, I tried to play the online multiplayer mode and couldn't get to work. So that's a con.
Yeah, I did not even realize that there was a multiplayer.
Eric, you didn't look at the whole like menu?
No, I looked at the game, play game.
Okay.
That's all I needed.
Well, you know, for the podcast, you're supposed to be looking at everything.
Sorry.
I mean, I wonder, you probably wouldn't have been able to get into a game anyways, so whatever.
Any other cons?
Yeah, one more little small thing. When you're looting and having to do a lot of looting, and you get to a spot where maybe there's like 8 things you need to loot, it makes you press the pickup thing 8 times. And I just wish there was a pickup all kind of button. That is really small little irk, but
it is pretty,
it was kind of annoying.
It is pretty funny the way he grabs things too. Yes, like when you're picking things up that fast, he's like, he's reaching out like with a wide hand.
He's very
like,
thorough.
Yeah. And sometimes if you're grabbing things at an awkward angle, he's just like, he has his like arm over his head or something. Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, can we just get a pickup all button? That would be handy.
But less satisfying.
I guess. That's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
All right. So moving on to strategy. What did you have for strategy?
All right. I've come up with an acronym for this, okay? It's called BASSEP. Be as sneaky as possible.
BASSEP?
Or should I say BASAP?
BASAP.
This is like ASAP, but with a B.
Yeah.
Be as sneaky as possible.
Okay, yeah. That's a good strategy.
Strategy number one.
I mean, yeah, you'll preserve resources if you're sneaky and you're strangling people rather than like using bullets and stuff.
Yeah, you get bitten in the neck a lot less times if you're sneaky.
That's true, yeah.
Some of the graphics in the game were so like hardcore, I felt like. I should have put that in the pros. But I think it goes along with being scary.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So yeah, if you're not sneaky, you'll get swarmed and then there's pretty much nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can win a fist fight against like one or two maybe, but like a 5 or 6, nah. You're screwed.
Nah, yeah, you're pretty much done for.
Okay, so one of my bits of advice is that sometimes running away is the best option. And this is difficult for me because I like to explore every nook and cranny of an area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't.
And your challenge, you had to find all the comics. Yeah. So you're really trying to find those.
But yeah, there was one area where I was kind of having trouble. And it was like, do you remember there was this like flooded tunnel and you had a generator. And as soon as you started the generator.
Oh my God. Where you had to find the gas for the generator.
Yeah, and then like when you started the generator, like a whole bunch of zombies came out of the woodwork. And,
yeah, like, that was hard. That part was hard.
Yeah, so I tried it like 3 or 4 times, and then I was like, wait a minute. Like, I already know where the door is. What if I just like started the generator and then ran straight to the door?
Mm.
And it totally worked. I was like, okay. Oh, wow, that was so much easier.
This
like,
we're not talking about the same part then, because the part I'm thinking of, after you turn the generator on, the water gets electrified, so you can't. Like, you have to be careful. You can't just run straight through.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're talking about it. But anyways, yeah, definitely get what you're saying. Sometimes it's just better to run. There was one part at the beginning that I remember the last couple of times I tried to play this game. That's the part where I would get stuck at over and over again. And I even looked up how to beat that part. And no one said to just run away online, okay? So I was trying to just... This is early on, so you don't have that many resources or anything. And it was like, oh, I could have just ran away from all this. And this is the reason why I didn't finish the game the last few times. I was like, I felt so dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
It's not as satisfying, but it is the better option sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's the necessary option.
Another thing is just loot everything, look around if you can and try to find resources because you need resources to upgrade your weapons. You need resources to make first aid kits or make shivs or make bombs.
Yeah, and definitely.
So it's very important to try to find that stuff if you can.
Yeah, and adding on to that, just cycle your weapons. So you always need something, you know. Mm-hmm. Like if you're finding like one type of ammo in an area, you definitely want to be using that weapon that uses that ammo.
Yeah. And that's usually kind of the game's way of saying, hey, this is going to be the best gun for this situation that's about to come up.
Yeah.
Probably going to need a shotgun. Probably going to need a sniper pistol or whatever. And since you can only carry a limited amount of ammo, too, it kind of only lets you basically have a gun loaded, and that's about all that you can carry. So if you cycle through, you actually can use more of your ammo because you'll be able to restock and stuff. So
yeah. My last bit is just, I think I kind of briefly mentioned this, but the firebombs and the flamethrowers are really effective against the clickers and bloaters, like mm-hmm. especially those bloater bosses.
Yeah.
Like just hitting them with the flamethrower a few times and that's all you really have to do.
For sure.
And then the Molotov cocktails or whatever, they will attract those other clickers because they're attracted to sound.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hilarious. You throw one, if there's like a group of them,
and they'll all run
to that spot
it.
And just like be burned to death.
Be stupid. Yeah. To piggyback off that, just if you know, like you can kind of sense that you're about to enter an area where there's a lot of combat that's about to happen, just try to go ahead and make all the first aid kits that you can, make all the shivs you can, stock up on all your things. That way you're prepared when you go into combat. If you try to make things when you're already in combat, you're probably not going to have enough time to finish it. So yeah.
If you've already...
It's better to think ahead. Be prepared.
Yeah, if you've already attracted their attention. Yeah, it probably...
Yeah, it takes time. Like, especially at the beginning, it takes a while if you'd even try to like do the health thing. So yeah, definitely try to think ahead and be prepared. Just like you would in a real zombie apocalypse. All right, Eric. So did you find any future stuff?
Not really. So The Last of Us Part 2 came out in 2020, and the series, The Last of Us TV series, came out in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
The TV series was a pretty big success.
Yeah. It's been renewed for a second season.
Yeah, which comes out in 2025.
Yeah. And guess who's going to be on it, on the cast?
Jim Carrey.
That would be crazy. Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, nice.
One of our favorite actresses.
Yeah, she's
great. From Schitt's Creek and Beetlejuice and a bajillion other things that she's amazing in. Yes, we need to finish that series so that we can definitely watch season 2 if she's in it. But yeah, that'll come out next year. And then I found that there is talks of The Last of Us 3 in the works. Apparently it's kind of vaguely been announced, but not a lot of information about it. So
I couldn't find any official announcements other than to find something that they were like, we want to make it more open for the next game or
yeah,
whatever.
So yeah, that's more of a rumor sort of thing, but I don't know, it sounds like it would really happen to me, hopefully. So Eric, did you find all of the comics?
I feel like you set me up to fail on this one.
What?
Because I couldn't look
me?
It up.
No, never. I would not do that.
I was looking really hard for these comics.
Mm-hmm.
But I was only able to find like 8 out of the 12 comics.
Wow.
Or maybe 9. It was 8 or 9.
Okay.
It was not all 12, which was a bummer.
Well, I was thinking there was 14. My bad.
What?
I thought there was 14 of them.
Oh, was there 14? Well, if there are 14, I was not even close.
So, anyways, you did not find all the comics. You probably walked past so many of them. You didn't even notice.
Just laying on the ground.
They were all at that one spot that you had to run away from. You can just say, tell yourself that.
I had already explored that area, though. Maybe one of the zombies dropped it after. It doesn't matter.
You can go back and play it again, and you can look it up now. That's not a rule for you to not look it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then you'll know.
Thanks for the permission.
So you'll be rapping, huh?
All right. Let's hear it. My town, is covered in traps. I ain't leaving no gaps. I got straps that will snap when a chap taps a raft and the building collapses. I collect all the scraps. I make notes in all caps when I feel time elapsed and I'm drawing out maps, but it's all under wraps and you may need a nap. But I know it's not true what I hear about you, so you better just do what I tell you to do. This is Bill's town. I'm finally awake. I know Frank was a snake. I can stop with no breaks. You think my plans are opaque, but my life is at stake. I can make no mistakes, so I'll take what I'll take and I'll offer no breaks, no cakes and no stakes. But I'm not one to fake, so I have to partake. But this ain't a debate and I'm not gonna wait. When I see you cut bait, then you seal your own fate. I don't want an update and I won't crack the gates. It won't keep me up late and I didn't just deflate. It won't keep me up late, it won't keep me up late. I don't want an update and I don't miss my mate, Frank.
Good job, Eric.
Thanks.
So, anything you want to say about that rap?
No. That's it.
All right.
It exists.
Okay. So, moving on.
Moving on. Are you excited to hear what our next game is?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're going to pick.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I wanted. So
I know we're not doing a scary game again.
We're not.
So I know that's pretty much all I know is it's not going to be a scary game. Mickey Mouse. What's the opposite of scary?
What Mickey Mouse game?
I don't know.
Okay, so not including spooky films, what movie do you think of when you think of fall?
When Harry Met Sally.
Okay, that's not...
Twilight.
It's not it.
No. Hocus Pocus.
No. In terms of video games, too. What, I mean, there might be a Hocus Pocus
video game. What makes me think of fall? What video games make me think of fall?
What movies?
Video games.
That could have a video game made after them.
Oh, okay. Practical Magic?
not like...
I'm not sure.
Not themed at after Halloween at all. Okay, so...
You clearly have not seen Practical Magic.
Clearly. So for me, fall always reminds me of the 1997 smash hit Titanic.
What?
Starring Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why?
I don't know. It just reminds me
You've
of fall.
You've only ever seen that movie one time recently. I don't even think it takes place during fall.
You know, it feels like it's fall.
All right, I'm confused. Explain yourself.
It feels like it's fall in the movie. I think maybe because they use a lot of shades of brown in the film.
Do they? I never noticed that, but carry on.
All right, so the game I'm picking has absolutely nothing to do with the movie Titanic.
What? Okay. Does it have a boat in it?
Yes, it does take place on a similar sounding ship. It does star Jack and Rose, who look similar to the actors. And it does follow the plot almost to the T of Titanic.
Okay.
But the game we're going to be playing is called Titanic and is for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
What is happening? What alternative timeline is this?
This is kind of a... I'm going to say knockoff game.
Okay.
But for copyright reasons, they couldn't call it Titanic. So they called it Titanic.
Okay.
With an E instead of an A.
All right. So I'm assuming this is going to be a bad game. And the smile on your face right now, the evil, evil look that you have tells me that this is probably on a list somewhere of like the worst games ever and you picked it. Am I wrong? You are so guilty.
I would say you should give it a chance.
Okay. I'll try to be open-minded.
So just out of curiosity, if you were to make a video game about the Titanic, what genre of video game would you choose to make it?
A dating sim.
Okay, yeah, a dating sim, or like a visual novel or something.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So the correct answer is actually a beat 'em up.
Okay, cool.
So we will be fighting our way through the Titanic.
All right, fighting our way through the classes.
The classes.
All the classism.
Through the crew, the passengers.
Yeah, boom, boom. Punch, punch.
They all deserve a good punch.
All right. Well, I'm excited to play it.
Are you?
Yeah, sure.
But you haven't even heard your challenge.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's the challenge?
Challenge is... to beat the game.
Okay. So complicated.
So complicated.
All right. Anyways, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Like our podcast, leave us a review, comment on our episodes. We would really like to know like what you think about the game, if you've played The Last of Us, what are your favorite zombies, really anything, because we want to get to know you guys and we enjoy it. So let us know and we'll see you next time. Bye.